Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, limited activity is seen in cattle country midweek, with most feeders still not pulling the trigger as they wait and hope. The volatility brought about by surging grain trade yesterday will subside as the week continues, although we did see some $111 trade, just a little bit of trade here in our part of the country. A few deals were also inked in the north, with trade at $173 to $174. Here in our part of the country, about a dollar lower than last week. Hog futures appear to be taking the surging grain market and feed prices in stride, with moderate to strong gains seen through the entire complex. Given the shorter time period of feeding cycles in the hog market compared to cattle, the elevated feed markets are quickly moved through the lean hog and pork systems with much less dramatic volatility compared to the cattle complex. This is helping to post moderate support in nearby contracts, while summer and fall contract months have fully embraced the higher production costs and are working these higher corn and soybean meal prices into hog contracts. On the grains, mostly higher trade in wheat markets overnight following the buying in row crops and adding to the impressive gains posted yesterday. Winter wheat contracts finished with 25 to 30 cent gains, while Minneapolis lagged with gains of about 15 cents on Tuesday. It felt as though once corn locked limit higher and soybean gains approached 40 to 50 cents, bulls decided to start buying in the wheat pits just because they could. Well, corn prices are sharply higher overnight, with gains of 22 cents per bushel at one point, adding to the limit up close posted yesterday, following the most bullish January USDA reports in history. Few times in recent memory has a market rallied so hard into a set of reports, only to receive even more bullish data to rally on after, like we saw with corn this month. And a mixed soy complex overnight, with soybeans and soybean oil higher, while soybean meal slides to losses. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
On the livestock futures, well, the February live cattle down 92 cents, 112.47. April down 70, 117.65. January feeder cattle down 277, 133.22. March down 292 at 133.97. February hogs up $2, 68.50. And April's up 57 cents, 73.52. Kansas City wheat, the March is up 28.5, 622.5. May was up 27.75 at 626.25. Chicago wheat, March up 30 and a quarter, 665. May's up 29 cents, 665 and three quarters. March corn's up 25 cents, 517 and a quarter. May up 25 cents at 519. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.